Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Again, good morning and welcome. And we sure appreciate your attendance at this outstanding day. This outstanding day where we have an announcement rally. And certainly it's not only important here, but it's going to be important there in the 27th district for all of the constituents. So today's rally will not only be here, but it'll cover that entire 27th congressional district. Now, my name, Bill Ross, I know most of you. I was very fortunate to spend about 30 years in local government, many of those years with the county legislature, where I had the privilege of serving with many of the people that are in this room at the present time, and I thank you for the support I received at that time. If I measure success, I certainly would have to measure it with the way that you supported me. Now, at the present time, I'm doing a few different things. I am the chairman of the Niagara County Community College Board of Trustees, and also another new job. Might be challenging. I'm taking over the Niagara County Conservative Party. We had a young leader that did a real good job, but because of new job responsibilities, he had stepped down. I did take it. And what is happening at the present time, and I'm going to bring this in, and I'll just take a few seconds on it. Certainly I'm involved in a suit now. I am the plaintiff in the suit, and the suit has to do with fusion voting. And fusion voting is very, very important for us in a blue state. So that anything I can do on this suit, I will do, because fusion voting has to be protected and preserved in order for many of us to be elected. So that is another challenge, another mission I have at the present time. At this time, I would like to bring forward the legislator from the 2nd Legislative District, covering Lewiston, covering the town of Wheatfield, doing an outstanding job, Becky Wittish. Becky Wittish for the Pledge of Allegiance. In honor of our country, Becky Wittish.
Thank you. Everyone, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
And thank you, Becky Wittish. Next, we're going to have the invocation, and I'm going to take just a minute on this. The gentleman we were bringing up for the invocation, if there was a poll today in our local media, he would be chosen one of the 10 best citizens in this Niagara County of 210,000 people. He's impacted more people, not only within our county, but without across the state of New York. Not only with the Niagara County Sheriff's Department, Juvenile Division, but he also had a ministry. Also, he served this county in an outstanding manner for 20 years as the county clerk. No matter what he touched, it became better. And let me tell you, the volunteer firemen love him. Love him from the standpoint, he was the New York State Volunteer Fireman chaplain, and they named several awards in his honor, and I think even a venue, and I can see why. Now, the personal touch. In 1958, Niagara Wheatfield High School opened, and at that particular day, 25 football players came out the first day of practice. One of those 25 was the gentleman I'm going to introduce. He was a sophomore at the time. Nobody worked harder on that team than this gentleman I'm going to introduce. And you know, he was good because everything I said he followed, and he liked the models that I put up on the wall in the locker room. But I knew he was going to be a success, not only as an athlete, but certainly as a student in the academics. At this time, a nice round of applause for the man doing the invocation, Reverend Wayne Jagow.
Thanks very much, Coach. The sad part of that is it's a true story. I did listen. Actually, I'm here because Rob wanted to make sure that I would take care of the weather. I've lost a job. It's an honor to be here today and to ask the Lord's blessing on this very, very special moment in time as we talk about leadership. Let's pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this wonderful country of ours and for this great state and for leaders. And today especially, we ask that you would be with Rob and his family as he embarks on a new journey. Stand by him, guide, and direct him. We ask especially that you would instill in us all a sense of pride, civility, and caring. As we reach out to one another, we especially give thanks for those that serve. And on this day, we remember our brothers and sisters that are serving us in foreign lands. Please protect them. Bring them back to us and give to us peace, real peace. Be with our emergency responders in these trying times of chaos. Please watch over them, protect them. This is why on this day, at this time, we need your guiding hand, your protection, your direction. Be with us in this moment, for you are truly a blessing to all. And as we come to you, we ask your blessing in your name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, folks, in 1958, Wayne Jagow weighed 133 pounds. And he followed my base philosophy, eat, eat, eat. I told you he was one of the players that listened to me. You know, we have a room full of dignitaries today, and this is a tribute to Rob Ord. Having all you people that hold such high positions in government, certainly at county level, city level, town level, and village. I'm not going to go through dignitaries because it'll take about 35 minutes, but I do want to represent, and I do want to recognize our state legislators. And the first one I'd like to recognize from the 144th Assembly District, Mike Norris. Let's have a nice round of applause for Mike Norris. Mike covers everything from Clarence to Lockport all the way to Youngstown in his district. Now the other gentleman from the 145th covers the city of Niagara Falls, part of North Tonawanda, Wheatfield, Lewiston, quite a large area, and doing a great job. Just as Mike Norris is, we're very fortunate. Angelo Morinello. Now I would like to recognize the chairman of the Niagara County Legislature, responsible for good county government with these 14 other county legislators, and most of them are right here today. I'd like to have a big round of applause for Chairman Keith McNall. And for all the supervisors here, the people that are aldermen, council people, mayors, and we do have a couple mayors here today, Thank you for your service to this county. It's not easy. The responsibilities you have are deep, and I think the Republican conservatives are doing an outstanding job for the 210,000 people that live in this county. Congratulations to y'all. Robert, born and raised in Niagara County, went to two of the best schools in the area. Matter of fact, one of the best Scholastic high schools, St. Joe's Collegiate, that, you're right, we have a St. Joseph's alumnus back there, that about 99 from 44 100s of their graduates go on to college. High percentage, that's St. George's Collegiate. Then he went on to Canisius, where he was successful and finished his college degree. From there he went into the financial world, stayed there for a little while, and a day of infamy occurred on September 11, 2001. We all know what that was, when the Twin Towers were attacked in a murderous rage. Well, right away, Rob Ortz stepped up, joined the Army National Guard, and before you knew it, Rob Ortz was on various operations, Jumpstart, working with federal agents down there on the border. But the in harm's way, at risk, is when he went to Afghanistan and Enduring Freedom and spent a year over there. When you're in that kind of situation, you don't know what is going to happen. But his actions led to a Bronze Star. So he did an outstanding job representing his unit and, of course, this area. So you can see right away, a battle-tested patriot. That's Rob Ortz. Let's have a nice round of applause for that there, sir. When Rob came back, he was a gentleman to look at. Because not only was he a battle-tested patriot, but he was well-educated, and he was a great communicator. All the characteristics that you need. Great family, and out of that family was established family values. And he was smart enough to marry a very lovely and very supportive wife in Megan. So he had all the factors, all the characteristics in line that is appealing for government positions. And he became the city clerk in North Tonawanda, did a great job in that before you knew it. He was asked to run for mayor, and he was the mayor of North Tonawanda for 5 years. And again, these were some of the best years in North Tonawanda's mayoral history. Again, he was ready. When 214 came around, and of course the senatorial position opened in the 62nd district, again, Rob Ortz stepped forward, took the job. You know the rest of the story. He's become one of the most outstanding state senators in the 62nd district. And I'll tell you what it is with him. He knows how to deal with people, whether it's the farmer, the small businessman, whether it's a one-on-one conversation. Rob Ortz is a type that does not talk down to you, but he talks on the same level you talk. And people like that, whether it's on a one-on-one or an organization, civic organization, or a military organization, or a service organization, always welcome. Whether it's, he would never run for my town meeting, or any type of meeting where there's controversy. And I'll tell you why he wouldn't run. He prepares himself, prior preparation. I've never known Rob Ortz, in the times that I've known him, in the places I've been that he's been, that he isn't ready, that he doesn't have the answer to whatever the problem is. And this is important. He doesn't give you a bunch of garbage. He gives you the straight answer. And this is a strength that we need in a congressman. Now, as you can see, he has all of the characteristics that are needed. I can go back over them again, but I like this and I like the theme, battle-tested patriot. He knows what it's like to be in harm's way, at risk. You become a decision maker, you can become a decision maker really fast when you're under fire. And we need this type of individual for the congressman in the 27th congressional district. All the other characteristics are in place. As I said, I've never known not to be prepared. But let me also bring in something. The opioid situation has been a plague over the last several years. It's affected, socioeconomically speaking, any place in the ladder. It is one that has really taken away a lot of our young people, but not only that, it even has hit some of the elderly groups. But who stepped forward as the chairman of this very, very important committee in the state senate? No, Rob Ort again was at the helm, did a great job, and I'll tell you what a great job is. If you go to Endicott, Endicott Drive, off Lockport Road, you'll see Horizon Services there. You'll see some new buildings for treatment for women, for teenagers, and certainly they have the veteran treatment down there. Who was responsible for pushing a lot of those funds to construct that building to kind of stymie this opioid plague that we are? Again, Rob Ort. Grand Rob Ort. So whatever it is, he is there, he is prepared. Now, personally, on a personal basis, when I was chairman, Rob was the mayor for a couple of years when I was chairman, so easy to work with. And the interaction between the Niagara County Legislature and, of course, our town was excellent. So again, it's this ability to work with all different levels. And as a congressman, you've got to work with the local level, you've got to work at the state level, and certainly you've got to work at the federal level. And he has that ability to do all that. So all I got to say is we got a great candidate. And as you know, my friend, your friend, our state senator, the next congressman of the 27th congressional district, Rob Ort. Rob Ort. Rob Ort.
Thank you all very much. It's pretty humbling to walk in the room and see all of these faces, a lot of friends, a lot of people I've worked with over the years. Just fantastic. And again, very humbling, and it's really my honor to be up here in front of you today. I want to thank you all for joining me today. I want to thank God for guiding me and providing me the strength to be here in front of you today. To Wayne Jagow, who offered a powerful reminder to all of us of the service that we all have before God. I'd certainly like to thank Bill Ross for those kind words. He does a great job, and this will probably be one of the rare moments where the speech is shorter than the introduction speech. So, but that's okay. That's all right. I was worried he wasn't going to save anything for me. I was just going to come in and say, yeah, what he said. So I'd certainly like to thank the VFW for all they do on behalf of our veterans, and obviously for hosting this event and for their hospitality today. Otherwise, you'd all be standing out in the rain. So that would not be good. So I'm grateful for the VFW in a range of ways. I'd personally like to thank my wife and my best friend, Megan, who's behind me, but who very often is right next to me. She has stood with me every step of the way on this incredible journey. And to my parents, mom and dad, I wouldn't be here without you, obviously, and all the sacrifices that you have made for me and for our family, my sister, my brother-in-law, my nephews, who are doing a great job holding up that banner. I know my in-laws are here, so I just want to thank everyone for being here. As I said, it's incredibly humbling to be standing before so many friends, family, and patriots today as I announce my candidacy for the United States House of Representatives. I do so fully aware of the challenges that lie ahead. I enlisted and deployed to Afghanistan because the September 11th attacks represented such a pivotal event, both to me and to my generation. I believe we are again at such a pivotal moment, politically and culturally, in our country and here in Western New York. Now, a lot of people might ask, why would anyone at this time want to be in Congress? Maybe some of you are thinking that question right now. How could anyone believe that they could go to a place so dysfunctional, so corrupt, and think they could make a difference? I would only tell you that when I was asked similar questions when I deployed to Afghanistan. And I was asked similar questions when I ran and was elected to the state Senate in Albany. And in each case, I went. I went to avenge my fellow Americans. I went to defend our way of life. I went to give voice to those who feel they have none. I went to fight on behalf of everything we believe in. When the towers were struck on that September morning, and when the Pentagon was hit, and when Flight 93 fell, it was very clear to me what my calling was. We were attacked by Islamic terrorists. Now, there are members of Congress today who would rather, they're uncomfortable with that truth. They would rather say, some people did something, and move on. I will never let them get away with that. I will never let them, or anyone else, dishonor the memory of the 3,000 Americans who died that day, nor dishonor the memory of the thousands of Americans who have died fighting to avenge them ever since. I've always believed in the call of patriotic service, whether military or public service. The front lines is where I want to be. In Afghanistan, we fought Al-Qaeda and Taliban terrorists while trying to rebuild a war-torn country. Today, we have elected members of Congress who have never worn the uniform, who question why we are in Afghanistan to begin with. I'll tell you, we brought the fight to the enemy. We destroyed the Al-Qaeda leadership, and we killed Osama bin Laden. Every veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom helped to make that happen. I was lucky to return home to Megan and to my family. But I wear a reminder on my wrist of four of my brothers who were not so lucky. This is what motivates me and inspires me. These men and countless others died for an idea that we all call America. And my obligation to them and to that idea did not end when I took off the uniform. So I want to thank you for joining me today at the front line for battle for our country and for our future. You all know me, and all of you who've supported me over the years and have been a welcome contrast to the America is evil chants that are out there. When I'm in Albany or around New York City lawmakers, all I hear is about how terrible our country has been and is today. Anytime we turn on the nightly news or we hear from the president's attackers, all we hear is that we're living in an awful, evil nation, an awful time filled with awful people. I don't believe that, and I know you don't believe that. As your next congressman, my message to those who dislike our country so much, who dislike all of you so much, who dislike our heroes like Washington and Jefferson, who dislike our laws, will be very simple and direct. If you don't love this country, you're free to leave. Borders work both ways. This district embodies the American spirit and all the values that we have made that have made our country great. Whether I'm visiting small cities like here in Lockport or later on in Batavia, suburbs like Hamburg and Victor, or breadbasket farming communities like Warsaw and Avon, there's agreement. Yeah, we have our differences, but we all agree that our country is great, has been great, and can still be greater still. And all of you who are standing here today with me give me the confidence to say that. Albany, by extension, and New York State is a warning to the rest of the country. We have seen what the democratic socialist agenda is: higher taxes, open borders, driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, unionization of our farms, abortion on demand, more rights for criminals, and more gun control for our law-abiding gun owners. Our Second Amendment has been trampled upon here in this state. The SAFE Act is an assault on our constitutionally protected rights to defend those we love. And it's only served to make law-abiding citizens less safe. On one hand, Albany Democrats this past session fought to give free tuition, free health care, and driver's licenses to illegal aliens. At the same time, they sought to implement more expensive health care, college, and taxes for U.S. citizens. Democrats have rejected legislation that would have recognized life, that would have given legal protection to an unborn child. And instead, they passed the Reproductive Health Act, which will allow abortion up until the moment of birth. And they sold out our farmers to New York City special interests. And this was just this year, in the past 6 months. Folks, I'm proud to have been recognized multiple years as the most conservative state senator in Albany. This recognition is a testament not only to my core values and beliefs, but to your core values and beliefs. I've stood up to the likes of Andrew Cuomo, and I'll do the same to the extreme and radical Speaker of the House. You all know who I'm talking about. She runs the Democratic policy agenda, and she's never seen a camera she doesn't like, and she's a New Yorker. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She has a couple of deputies too, Nancy Pelosi and her America-hating squad members, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. I look forward to meeting them. I've stood up in Albany. I have always worked on behalf of our veterans and their families, whether it was to help to bring the Joseph P. Dwyer program to my district, fighting for more mental health and addiction treatment services, or bringing World War II veterans every year to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments that were built in their honor. I have and will continue to make sure that we keep our commitment to our veterans. As your congressman, I will fight to get our veterans the health care they deserve. I find it disgusting that Democrats care more and talk more about free health care for illegal immigrants than they do about health care, addiction, homelessness, and suicide rates for our veterans who have served. 22 veterans a day commit suicide. Everyone in this room should burn that number into their brain. 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That should be wholly unacceptable to all of us. And as a veteran, I will never stop working to ensure that their care comes first, not second, and certainly not last. I use the VA for my own health care, and I know it needs to be better. But if we cannot keep our commitment and our promise to those who have defended America, then all the other promises that we make don't matter, because we couldn't keep our most sacred one. I'll also work to secure our border. We cannot be the only nation that refuses to respect its own border, its own sovereignty, its own laws, and its own people. If we don't respect our own border, if we don't respect our own laws, then no one else is going to, folks. The open border policies of the Democrats will destroy America as we know it. I know this all too well because I've seen it firsthand on the front lines. I'm the only candidate in this race who has helped to secure our southern border. I deployed to our southern border as part of Operation Jumpstart. I know what our Border Patrol is up against. We need to build the wall. We need to increase funding for border security of all kinds. And we need to close the loopholes that are allowing people to cut the line and waltz in here consequence-free. And I welcome the fight. Let them tell me, let them tell all of you that we need to abolish ICE or open our borders to complete lawlessness. I have the credibility and the experience to fight back. We have a border crisis, and we will continue to have a border crisis until we recognize that immigration needs to be legal and that our border needs to be secured. I'll also fight to keep taxes low. Democrats have a solution for everything, and it always involves more of your money. We've got to stop this. The unprecedented economic growth, the best economy we've seen in a generation, is due to Republican policies and conservative economic principles. The Democrats refuse to admit what they're seeing right before their eyes, and that's this: fewer regulations and less government intervention, equals more money in the pockets of all Americans. So if you hadn't guessed it, I support President Trump, and I'm not afraid to talk about his agenda and all the good that I believe it's doing for this country. And like President Trump, I've personally been the target of a partisan witch hunt led by my political opponents. Disgraced, woman-abusing former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman came after me and my wife for political gain. The same Eric Schneiderman who went after President Trump. And just like our president, I didn't back down in the face of these baseless accusations. I told my constituents that I had done nothing wrong and that I would be exonerated. And that's exactly what happened. A Democratic judge threw out all the charges. And today, I stand before you as a candidate for Congress and as a New York State Senator. Eric Schneiderman resigned in disgrace and as a fraud, and sadly collects a $63,000 taxpayer-funded pension while working as a meditation teacher. I bet he's got a lot of time to meditate. The left has thrown everything they've got at me and they've lost. And they're doing the same to our president in a clear attempt to undermine him and impeach him. But again, they will fail because we'll stick up for our president and we'll take the fight right back to him. Like so many young men and women who've answered the call of their country, our great country, with the response, "Send me," I'm once again humbly asking that you send me to serve. To serve you and this great country of ours. I'm asking each and every one of you to send me to Washington, where I can continue to fight for our freedoms and our way of life each and every day. I'm Rob Ord. I'm a conservative warrior, a battle-tested patriot, and I'll never back down from the fight. I'm not running for Congress to have a seat at the table. I'm running to flip the table over.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.